Whether your mom gave birth to you in a bathtub or in a hospital, time is almost up if you're planning to buy her a gift for Mother's Day. It is this Sunday. The pressure is on, but not for Emily Yaffe's family. Emily writes the Dear Prudence advice column for Slate. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, okay, so in your Mother's Day column, you wrote that you consider your greatest gift as a wife and a mother to tell your husband and daughter that they can skip this manufactured obligation.
Isn't that nice of me?
That is really nice of you.
It's a great reverse psychology because that does get me some droopy flowers they sell at the subway stop and a last-minute card by my daughter. But I truly don't care.
You don't? Why? Why? And why do you dislike Mother's Day so much?
When you go out, and of course, I'm going out for Mother's Day because I have a mother-in-law, I have a mother. You see all these families. Does anyone look happy? I mean, it's just this torture that goes on. Now you've got 60-year-old women with their 85-year-old mothers. It never ends. It's not like a real event where it's a birthday, where it's legitimate. The focus is on someone. It's just totally artificial, and I think everyone feels sort of beaten down. And what in the world do you get? I already got her a Christmas gift. I got her a birthday gift. What do you come up with for this?
Yeah, that is my perennial problem. What to get her?
Well, I saw how one family tried to solve this problem in an L.L. Bean outlet store. There was one of those hideous ruffles around the neck flannel nightgowns. Embroidered above the left breast was the word mom. And clearly mom packed this thing up, sent it back to L.L. Bean and said, get this out of my life. So, you know, it's just really hard to come up with an appropriate Mother's Day gift.
Because, yeah, you really want to be reminded on Mother's Day about just how unsexy you are. I'd like to say, just from my perspective as a mother, what I would like, I'd like to be given the day off. I don't want to be feted. I just want to be able to go away, be by myself.
Well, that sounds great. But do you have a mother or grandmother in town and you have to go out?
Not in town, no.
Ah, see, you're lucky.
Yeah. Let's say everyone is miserable, but they have to go through with it anyway. What's your advice for the best way for them to get through it?
It'd be great if everyone could agree, let's not do this. But if they want to do it, just plaster that smile on your face and realize it's only going to last a few hours.
It's just one day after all.
Aren't they all?
Thanks, Emily.
Oh, okay. My pleasure.
That's Emily Yaffe. She writes the Dear Prudence column at Slate.com.